Next caller. We'll go ahead. Hello. You're on the air with Mike Levine and Dan Noyes. Go ahead, please.
Hi. How are you?
How you doing?
Good.
Great.
A couple of questions.
Sure.
First, you, at the beginning of your show, you said something about the newspaper not quoting or defining conspiracy correctly. You've never seen that.
Yeah.
Can you explain for me what...
All right, let me give you a quick illustration. As a DEA officer in New York, I arrested two New York City detectives for conspiracy. Now, this is what they did. The case was U.S. versus Cesar Ramirez. They knew Cesar was selling ounces of cocaine. They made no money. They took no action to help him. They just knew he was selling drugs and looked the other way. That is, they didn't do their duty. And they were convicted and sentenced to 10 and 12 years in prison for conspiracy. Now, I just learned the other day that one of them has committed suicide. Now, if you take that level of proving conspiracy and apply that like to George Bush and Reagan and Clinton, what you'll find is they're getting away with absolute murder. And they are under a different law than the average American citizen. The other thing that, you know, when the news talks about conspiracy theorists as if it doesn't exist, well, I put thousands of people in jail for conspiracy and found that proving conspiracy is a lot easier. Do you understand? Easier than proving the substantive count. I can prove, for instance, a lot easier that you conspired to sell drugs than you sold drugs. So basically the media is very uneducated. They're parrots. They repeat pretty much what the government tells them to repeat. And one of those phrases that we're clubbed to death with that begins with, I believe, people in that Central Intelligence Media Control Program is they find these key phrases, conspiracy theorist, as a disparaging remark. Does that answer your question?